Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. Amy on Joseph Stagnita, Stagnitta. Joseph Stagnita is a 62-year-old male who reports he injured his lower back at work about a year ago. Apparently he was in the freezer when a bunch of 75-pound boxes of meat fell on him. Apparently he went to catch one, and in doing so, twisted his back. Apparently he did go to an unspecified emergency room afterwards. Apparently he had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his spinal diagnosis. Apparently he indicates he has undergone surgery, but categorizes epidural injections as surgery. Apparently he's not currently receiving any active treatment. Apparently, new paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Stagnita alleged he was in the freezer when boxes were falling. Apparently he went to catch one and twisted his whole body. Apparently as a result, he claims to have injured his back and stomach. Apparently treatment records show he was seen at the emergency room on 8/15/21, comma 10 days after the event. Apparently, he related the same mechanism of injury. He noticed pain in the left flank and paraspinal area when the twisting event occurred. Apparently, he also developed pain in his left lower quadrant of the abdomen. He's not sure what makes it better. He did not have any interim treatment before presenting to the emergency room. He did undergo x-rays while there that showed no fracture or malalignment. Mild degenerative changes were noted in the thoracic spine. He had laboratory studies as well. He was then treated and released. Scratch that. He did have a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis stone protocol to be sure he did not have a kidney stone, and there was no aneurysm. He does have diverticulosis. Thoracic spine x-rays were negative for fracture or dislocation, but lumbar x-rays showed degenerative changes. He had a 13,000 white blood cell count, which was nonspecific. He had no fever or any other signs of infection. He had a small amount of blood in his urine. The ER physician spoke with orthopedics, who felt the patient could be discharged home and treated with oral steroids. They did not feel as if he needs an emergent MRI. They were glad the x-rays were taken as they would see him in the office for follow-up. He was given Decadron and half a milligram of Dilaudid and then discharged to follow up with urology and reconstructive orthopedics. He admitted to feeling so much better after the medication was administered. New paragraph. On 8/20/21, Mr. Stagnita returned to the emergency room for back pain. He was taking methylprednisolone, comma, oxycodone with acetaminophen, comma, prednisone, comma, and Flomax, Exam of the abdomen found it to be soft and non-tender. In terms of the spine, he had left-sided paraspinal tenderness, but in the cervical spine, his neck was supple. He was rendered an empirical diagnosis of low back pain with unspecified laterality. on 9/21/21, he was seen by spine surgeon Dr. O'Brien, complaining of low back pain and left side of radicular symptoms. Pretty gave the mechanism of injury, described as having occurred on 8/5/21 period. He initially continued to work, but it was difficult for him. Pretty then developed numbness in his left, in his lower abdomen period. He was unable to tolerate his symptoms, and a few days later went to the emergency room period. He noted the interaction at the emergency room, including his diagnostic studies period. Mr. Stagnita denied any relief with the use of medications. Period, he remains out of work. Period, he denies progressive weakness in his lower extremities or any bowel or bladder changes. Period, he did not have any saddle anesthesia or fevers. Period. He had a history of placement of a titanium plate in his left arm in 2008, as well as double hernia repair in 2017. Period. Dr. O'Brien diagnosed low back pain and lumbar radiculopathy. Period. He had a low suspicion that the abdominal numbness was spine-related. He was neurologically intact on exam and moving well in the office. Period. X-rays showed multi-level degenerative changes in addition to a thoracolumbar scoliosis. Period. He was informed that both of these issues are totally unrelated to the workers' compensation injury. Period. He was referred for an MRI of the lumbar spine and was prescribed naproxen. Period. New paragraph on 9/29/21. A lumbar MRI was done to be inserted here. Period. He subsequently also underwent a thoracic MRI on 10/18/21 to be inserted where it should be chronologically. Period. New paragraph. Dr. O'Brien continued to treat him conservatively. Period. At one point, he diagnosed thoracolumbar facet joint syndrome. Period. He also gave diagnoses of spondylosis without myelopathy or radiculopathy. Period. New paragraph on 5/20/22. Dr. O'Brien performed facet joint injections from L1 through L5 on the left. Period. These were repeated on 6/17/22, but was an epidural injection on the left at T12-L1. Period. Followed up with Dr. O'Brien through 8/23/22. Period. There were no further treatment recommendations made. Dr. O'Brien said he was capable of working full duty and could participate in a home exercise program, but he was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He had a muscular physique. Period. He was hard of hearing, or at least pretended to be. Period. He was marginally cooperative. Period. He sat with his arms folded and had a grouchy facial expression. Period. He was vague and hesitant to answer questions and follow instructions during the exam. Period. He states, quote, other people got rich off my back, period, end quote. When examining his upper extremities, he asked if that had anything to do with his back in a sarcastic tone. Period. I explained this was part of a comprehensive evaluation. Period. Extremities upper inspection revealed multiple ecchymotic areas that he states were due to, quote, being a klutz lately, period, end quote. He would not respond as to whether he is on blood thinners. Lower extremities normal, cervical normal, thoracic inspection revealed a scoliotic curve concave to the left, but no apparent scars. Paralimbus sacral, he was able to flex to 80 degrees and motion was full in all of the spheres. Paired supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the left at 90 degrees. He elicited only a pulling sensation in his back, but no pain there or radicularly. Paired on the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular symptoms were elicited. The rest of that is normal. Impressions. Joseph Stagnita alleges to have injured his lower back at work on 8-5-21 when trying to stop a box of meat from falling. Paired, he did not seek treatment until presenting to the emergency room 10 days later on 8-15-21. Period. He had x-rays and a CAT scan of the abdomen. Period. He was treated and released. Period. He then returned to the emergency room on 8-20-21. Period. Afterwards, he was seen by Dr. O'Brien, who treated him conservatively. Period. He had MRI studies of both his thoracic spine and lumbar spine to be inserted here. Dr. O'Brien performed facet joint and epidural injections to the back. Paired as of 8-23-22, he deemed no further medical recommendations were given for Mr. Stagnita. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back or stomach. Period. In this event, the petitioner appears to have sustained a back sprain and perhaps mechanical back pain that has long since resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Pretty has demonstrated signs of functional overlay in terms of his delay in seeking treatment and current lack of full cooperation. Period. He appears to be more physically able than he currently portrays. Period. He has just returned to the workforce as a bus driver after remaining out of work for a year and a half, which corresponds to from the date of injury. Period. He did not indicate when he started working at the insured. Period. This may be another red flag. Period. End.